The murder trial of Derek Chauvin is the latest inflection point in this country's conversation about race. At the forefront of the discussion, police violence toward Black Americans. But attitudes about drugs and addiction are also at play. During the weeks of testimony, Chauvin's defense has highlighted George Floyd's drug use. Some drug policy experts say that's a weaponization of Floyd's addiction and the stigma faced by people of color who struggle with substance abuse. NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann reports.
When George Floyd's girlfriend, Courtney Ross, took the stand for the prosecution, she described the couple's struggle with drug use this way.
It's a classic story of how many people get addicted to opioids. We both suffered from chronic pain. We both had prescriptions.
During the opioid epidemic, millions of Americans became addicted to prescription painkillers, then turned to street opioids, including fentanyl.
We tried really hard to break that addiction many times.
This account broadly matches the way scientists and addiction care specialists and even many in law enforcement now think about addiction as a chronic illness treatable with proper health care. But during Derek Chauvin's trial, his defense worked to frame the addiction of George Floyd, a Black man, very differently, as something criminal, dangerous, and frightening.
This is what's called a speedball, a mixture of an opiate and a stimulant.
That's Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, describing a pill found at the scene where George Floyd was killed. While Floyd wasn't detained for drug use, Nelson raised the issue again and again, suggesting narcotics in Floyd's system that day made him unpredictable, justifying the aggressive use of force, even after Floyd appeared unresponsive. Here's Nelson cross-examining one of Derek Chauvin's supervisors.
The training indicates that need to be careful because when someone comes back out of unconsciousness, they can become more volatile than they were before.
That can happen, yes.
This portrayal of George Floyd infuriates Dr. Stephen Taylor, a national expert on drug treatment with the American Society of Addiction Medicine. Taylor believes the evidence is clear. Floyd was a man who needed medical treatment and compassion.
Many of us Black folks, including me personally, we look at that situation and we see that that could easily have been me. That could have easily been my brother. That could have easily been my son.
Taylor has written extensively about racial bias in the treatment of people with addiction. He notes most people who use drugs face stigma, but studies show people of color with addiction are often viewed far more negatively than whites, as dangerous criminals rather than sympathetic patients. Taylor says this framing is racist, and he believes it's been used deliberately by Chauvin's defense team to sway the jury.
The idea that the presence of drugs in George Floyd's system should somehow be weaponized against him to justify someone killing him is incredibly painful.
Cassandra Frederick, with a group called the Drug Policy Alliance, agrees. She says the idea that George Floyd's drug use legitimized the force used against him by Chauvin is dismaying, but not surprising.
Drugs have historically been used as pretexts, as well as justification for law enforcement violence against Black people.
Frederick believes the effort to shift the focus to George Floyd and his drug use is part of a wider effort to distract attention from policies and attitudes that put Black people with addiction in danger.
This is about policing in this country, and it is about the way that we have chosen to respond to a health issue like drug addiction through a criminal justice lens.
Whatever the outcome, the verdict in this trial and its meaning will be fiercely debated. But Dr. Stephen Taylor says if Chauvin is acquitted, the signal heard by people of color who experience drug addiction will be clear.
It would be a horrible message. It would be a message that says, if you're Black, you can be beaten, you can be tortured, you can be killed, and that illness then becomes the justifying excuse to allow someone to get away with doing that to you.
Taylor says stigma and fear of police are already keeping Black Americans from seeking the help they need to survive at a time when drug overdose deaths are surging, especially among people of color. Brian Mann, NPR News.